And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 20th of August, 2011. 1858, on this date, Charles Darwin's theory of natural selection first published in the Journal of the Proceedings of the Linnaean Society of London. Darwin and A.R. Wallace had presented their findings to the Society at the beginning of July, and the reaction of the scientists present was underwhelming. Darwin wrote in his autobiography, "The only published notice of them, which I can remember, was by Professor Houghton of Dublin, whose verdict was that all that was new was false and what was true was old." It was on this date, 1975, NASA launched the Viking 1 mission to Mars to land on the surface of the planet, gather samples, take pictures, conduct experiments, all designed to look for signs of life, and which found, in the end, no definitive proof of life as we know it. Scientists believe that Mars may be self-cleaning, that solar radiation and the extremely dry and chemically inhospitable soil would make it very difficult for organisms to survive. 1977, 2 years later, NASA launched the Voyager 2. It was timed to coincide with a rare planetary alignment that allowed the spacecraft to make use of each planet's gravity to boost it on its way. The purpose of the mission was to explore Jupiter and Saturn, but the spacecraft has since passed Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and it's now considered an interstellar mission, has enough velocity to leave the solar system. Scientists believe it will be able to continue sending back signals until at least 2025. It's the birthday of novelist Jacqueline Suzanne, Philadelphia, 1918, author of Valley of the Dolls, and novelist and journalist Kevin Baker, 1958, in Englewood, New Jersey, author of the City of Fire trilogy of historical fiction, Dreamland, Paradise Alley, Stryver's Row, also wrote a baseball novel, Sometimes You See It Coming. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, In the Basement of the Goodwill Store. In musty light, in the thin brown air of damp carpet, doll heads and rust, beneath long rows of sharp footfalls like nails in a lid, an old man stands trying on glasses, lifting each pair from the box like a glittering fish and holding it up to the light of a dirty bulb. Near him, a heap of enameled pans, as white as skulls, looms in the catacomb shadows, and old toilets with dry red throats cough up bouquets of curtain rods. You've seen him somewhere before. He's wearing the green leisure suit you threw out with the garbage, and the Christmas tie you hated, and the ventilated wingtip shoes you found in your father's closet and wore as a joke, and the glasses which finally fit him, through which he looks to see you looking back, two mirrors which flash and glance, are those through which one day you too will look down over the years when you have grown old and thin and no longer particular, and the things you once thought you were rid of forever have taken you back in their arms. A poem by Ted Kooser, In the Basement of the Goodwill Store, from his collection One World at a Time, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.